Blog Talk Radio.
But just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, turn day in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got us black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black Plight.
Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah. All praises, all glory, and all honor unto the Almighty Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Shalom, and welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. Once again, I'm your host, Ishya Yisrael, of the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, bringing you Yah's true word and message on the Black Plight Radio Show. Hallelujah. Giving all glory to the mighty Creator for allowing us to be here this night so that we may be able to magnify His word. We have a great show in store with a great topic. The topic, or the title of today's or tonight's show, is called Fear of Yahweh or the Fear of Man. We want to know, do we fear Yah or do we fear man? And we'll find out, which one do we fear, Yahweh or man? We'll get into this tonight. But before we get into our show, we're going to play a song by Ishya Yisrael, that's me, a song entitled The Sign. Hallelujah.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah. Let everybody know that. Know that. What's another sign? The sign that the Gentiles say would be over people that believe
black supremacy.
Let me show you.
Exodus 31, 12 through 17. This is how you get down with the Israelite team. Praising Yahweh, your Elohim, on his holy convocation day. Thou shalt not do any work. And if you're picking up sticks, then you will get hit. This is what you do after you roam in your home. Don't go out doing that work, you get stoned. And we telling our brothers and sisters, telling, please. What the Most High say, that we must praise Him each and every day. But there's one day that's sanctified, one praise Yah. He gave it to us for a sign, and I'm telling you, I never leave it behind. Always keep it on my mind, and this is how we get refined. Each and every time the light shines.
Exodus 31.
Verily my Sabbath he shall keep, and anybody coming into my house better watch what they speak. Watch. I don't want nobody speaking out of turn. You came here to listen and learn. Watch what come at your mouth. Don't let your soul get burned. Please just turn to the Most High. This is how we sanctify. He wants us to tell the children of Israel who were trapped in these gates of hell. Please just learn how to drink down. Faces, and that's why we worshiping in the wrong places. Synagogues are deaf and cemeteries. cemetery, seizing these things that get us quickly buried. Please Yahweh, come close and near. Please Yahweh, let them hear.
Read it, read it.
Really, Mike Sabbath.
Really, Mike Sabbath. Between me and you, and
come
you,
throughout your generation,
And
this is how we know we sanctify. Where do you think you go when you die? Oh my brothers, why are you looking through the heavens when you cry? Do you think you are floating by the sky? Or going to the earth, sun and the waters? Please tell me, my sons and daughters, it is Yahweh's Sabbath day. Thou shalt not do any work, no. Matter of fact, let me read the commandments. Remember the seventh day to keep it holy. They shall I labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day holy unto Yahweh. Thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, man serving, maid serving, nor thy ox, nor thy ass. Don't let this holy day pass. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. It rested on the Sabbath day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So remember the Sabbath day. It is a sign between me and thee. Thus saith Yah, please my people, hear what he got to say. Praise Yah for the Sabbath day.
He gave us the knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and he gave us the courage to tell anybody, I am Florian, or Charlie, or anyone else, I'm going to keep Sabbath. This establish my relationship with the Most High. Verily, Sabbath, ye shall keep your keep.
For it is a sign.
Notice. The Almighty has signs that's supposed to follow people that believe in him. How many of y'all have no signs? None of you have. None of them exist. Which means the book is a form. But here, Yahweh has signs, and he said these people that believe in him, though he would see that sign. What sign? Read it. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty King, Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Yisrael. Hallelujah. And giving all praises to the mighty Yahweh, it was good to hear a sample of the great teacher, the late Moray Elisha Yisrael, my personal teacher and mentor and friend. Hallelujah. Well, the Most High Yahweh has blessed us once again to be able to magnify his glorious and fearful name here on the Black Plight Radio Show. Once again, I'm your host, Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. The number here is 323-443-7418. That's 323-443-7418 if you would like to call and ask questions and make comments at the time allotted for that purpose. Until then, we're going to teach on, is it the fear of Yahweh or is it the fear of man? Which one do we follow, the fear of Yah or the fear of man? We're going to go to the book of Ezekiel. Going to go to the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, one of the great prophets sent by the Creator. And we're going to start reading at verse 19.
It reads, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them.
So the Almighty Yahweh let us know that we are to walk in his statutes. That means his teachings, his decrees, his words. Walk in his statutes and keep his judgments and do them. Go ahead.
and hallow my Shabbats. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
Hallelujah. And this is what the truth is right here. If we walk in the way of Yah and keep his judgments and do them, and hallow, that means set apart, sanctify, hallow his Shabbat, and they shall be a sign. They will be a sign. They will be an insignia, a symbol, a representation between Yahweh and us, that we may know that I am Yahweh thy Elohim. This is how we know Yah, by walking in his ways and making sure we hallow his Sabbath. If we don't do this, then we won't know Yahweh. We might know about him. We might have been in earshot of hearing him. But we aren't going to know him. Also, go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, because we're going to see what ways are the children of Israel following. This is very important to everyone that is seeking Yah and wanting to know how to truthfully seek the Creator. How can you truthfully seek the Most High? How can you know that you are truthfully walking in the correct manner of the Creator? And this is what we're showing. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, and we're going to start our reading at the 12th verse.
It reads, "Keep the Shabbat day to sanctify it, as Yahweh thy Elohim hath commanded you."
Now this is what the Creator has said. Keep the Shabbat day to sanctify it. Keep the Sabbath to sanctify it, to set it apart, to make it special, to consecrate it, to dedicate it, as Yahweh thy Elohim hath commanded you. And we're to sanctify it in the manner that the Creator told us to. Keep it in the way that the Most High told us to keep it. First, he said, 6 days you shall labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is inside your gates, that your maidservant and your manservant may rest as well as thou. We're to keep it in this manner. And the Most High said in the 7th day. So we have to make sure we're counting 6 days that we're working. And then in the 7th day, when you would usually be working, this day you're not working for yourself, but you're doing all the glory and all of your attention is on Yahweh's day, the Sabbath. And as we just read in Ezekiel, he said, if you hallow his Sabbath, then you're going to know him. Let's make sure we know the Most High. And he said, do it as he commanded. So let's make sure we do it as he commanded us. So let's look at another commandment pertaining to this very special and unique festival called the Shabbat day. Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 12. Start reading at Exodus, chapter 31, verse 12.
It reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths you shall keep."
Now, who is speaking? Yahweh is speaking. Yahweh, the Creator, the Most High, the Almighty, the Elohim of hosts. Yahweh spoke to Moshe, and he spoke these words. "Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying," go ahead,
"Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you."
So this is the commandment of the Creator. As he stated in Ezekiel, he just repeated his words that he stated to Moshe in the book of Exodus, that we are to sanctify the holy Shabbat day so that we may know that it is Yahweh that sanctifies us. Now, how are we going to know who is sanctifying us? Who is blessing us? Who is setting us up on high? Who is making us his chosen people? And what are his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments? What is his testimonies? Who are his people? What is his ways? How are we going to know this if we do not do what he told us to do, which is sanctify him on the Sabbath day, so we may know that it is Yahweh that sanctifies us? And Ezekiel said that we may know that we may know Yahweh. Either way, either one you read in Exodus or Ezekiel, it still pertains to this is how we will know Yahweh. Now, let's see. If we defile the Shabbat, if we defile the Shabbat day, let's see what happens. Read verse 14.
"You shall keep the Shabbat, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from amongst his people."
Now he said, if you defile the Shabbat day, you shall be put to death. That's what's going to happen to us if we defile the Shabbat day. Now, how do we defile the Sabbath day? We've already seen in various places that the Creator has instructed us that we are to keep the Sabbath day as he has commanded us. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. And when you look at the word work in Hebrew, that word work in Hebrew just means, it basically should read in the sense of, 6 days shall thou labor and do all that what you do. Do your thing for 6 days. Do your occupation for 6 days. Till your ground for 6 days. Clean your house for 6 days. Whatever you do, read all your books that you want to read. Get all your little studies in of everything that's pertaining to you for 6 days. Do all your work for 6 days. Your thing. That's what it says. It basically means do. Do that what you do for 6 days. But in the seventh day, thou shall rest and keep the Sabbath holy to Yahweh. So if we don't do what Yahweh told us, then we're defiling the Sabbath. Because everything Yahweh told us to do according to the Sabbath day is exactly how we are to make sure it is holy. Go to the book of Leviticus real quick. And go to the book of Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Let's look at some words from our Creator. and start reading in the verse 23, Leviticus 20, verse 23.
And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have separated you from other people.
You see, the Almighty said, don't walk after the ways of the heathens that have done these wicked and evil, sadistic things in the land that I gave unto them. Now I kick them out and I'm giving it to you. And don't walk in their ways, because the land will surely spew you out as it has spewed out the inhabitants before thee. And he said that you are his people, and he has separated us from other nations. So we're to do what Yahweh says, because he has made us special and separated us. Now look in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, and start reading at the first verse.
It reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am holy.
And you see what the Almighty said? We shall be holy because Yahweh is holy. So how are we going to be holy? We're going to be holy by listening to what Yahweh tells us to do, because he's the holy one and he wants us to be holy. So we have to follow his guideline. Look in Proverbs, the first chapter, and go to the 7th verse.
Proverbs 1:7. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yes, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. So if we want to be holy, we want to get the instruction from the one that is holy, so we must fear him. We must fear him. Go to the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
It reads, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Yes, hallelujah. See, this is how we have wisdom, by fearing the Most High. If we want to act on our knowledge, if we want to show ourselves to be wise, if we want to show that we know what this knowledge that the Creator is giving us is good, then we want to be wise, we still have to fear Yahweh. We won't be able to be holy unless we fear Yah. We won't be able to keep the Sabbath day holy unless we fear Yahweh. And then when we fear Yah, the knowledge of the holy, this is understanding. And we'll follow this and conclude this portion of learning what the fear of Yahweh is at Psalms 111. Because we want to be holy, and if we're going to be holy, then we need to get the holy instructions from the Holy One. And there is only one Holy One. JC will not teach you how to be holy. Neither will Muhammad. Nor will the fat Buddhist deity. Nor will anyone else teach us how to be holy. The only one that can teach Israel how to be holy is Yahweh, because he is the Holy One and our Savior, our Creator, our King, our Judge, our Lawgiver. Nobody else can teach us how to be holy. No one else. No heathen, no man, nobody except Yah. Go to Psalms 111, if you will, verse 10.
It reads, "The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments."
That's right. Go ahead.
"His praise endureth forever."
That's right. Hallelujah. The Almighty's praise endureth forever because the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And you will have a good understanding. You will be able to see the differences. This is what understanding is. See, Yah said the fear of Yah, he said the law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of Yah are sure, making wise the simple. And this right here, my people, is very simple for us to understand once we begin to fear the Creator. That understanding is being able to know the differences, see the differences, and use this knowledge to make good decisions. This is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And once we fear the Creator, we will be this type of person. And so once you have understanding from Yahweh, you will be able to know what Yahweh means when he says the Sabbath, seventh day, holy as his Sabbath. The seventh day, holy as his Sabbath. We will know that there must be a difference between the seventh day and the sixth night, the seventh day and the seventh night, and a day and a night, period, altogether. When you have the understanding of the Most High, you will be able to see this. But see, this is what happens when we defile the Shabbat. We start doing what we want to do. Go to the book of Isaiah. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be more generous. If you will, please turn with me to the book of Isaiah, 29th chapter. And let's start reading in verse 13.
It reads, "Wherefore, Yah said..."
Start at verse 9.
Verse 9. "Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh have poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and have closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, have he covered."
So this is what Yahweh has done, and this is why we see many of our people staggering and walking around, crying out, and looking drunken, but they're not drunk. You see all our people looking very dazed and confused because the prophets and the rulers, the Almighty has covered their eyes. And the vision of them is all become to you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee." And he says, "I cannot, for it is sealed." This is what they say about the Old Testament. This is sealed. This is done away with. We can't understand that. We're not able to do that. Or it's sealed. We don't know. You have to have the wisdom of the prophets, and there's no more prophets. You have to have the knowledge of the Rabbonis, and there's no more holy teachers, and there's no more prophets, and there's no more Kohanes. We don't know who the priests are. We don't know. So it's sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee." And he says, "I am not learned." I can't read it. I don't have a doctor of divinity. I don't have a dumb dog degree. I can't read this. Verse 13.
"Wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me."
Yeah, and this is what we've done. And most of our people have done. We draw near to the Creator with our mouth and with our lips and honor him, but our hearts are far from the Most High. And our fear toward Yah is taught by the precept of man. Now, this is what we are doing when we follow after man as our guide for following Yahweh's word. When you and I or anybody else decides to follow the doctrine of man, opposing to the doctrine of Yahweh, you're allowing your fear of Yah be taught to you by the fear of man. So you really fear man and not the Creator. You really want to do what man says instead of what Yahweh says. And if you do that according to the Shabbat, if you're keeping the Shabbat day according to the precept of man, then you are defiling the Shabbat day. I'll say that again. If you or I, whoever is keeping the Sabbath day according to the precepts, the teachings, the doctrine, the philosophies of man, if you're keeping the Sabbath according to the doctrines of man, then you and I, if you're doing it, if we're doing it, are defiling the Sabbath. Because Yahweh never told man to tell people that a Sabbath begins at the evening of the sixth day. That's not written in the book of the Creator. Yahweh never said throughout his entire book that the Sabbath day or any other day begins at night at 12 a.m. Yahweh never spoke to any prophet telling them to start the Shabbat day and open up the gates to the holy tabernacle at night or at evening on when the Sabbath day began. Yahweh never spoke to any beast and let them know that a day begins at night. The Sabbath day does not begin in the evening of Friday or the sixth day. The Sabbath day does not begin at the nighttime of the sixth day. The Sabbath day begins and every day begins in the morning. Now, if you're keeping the Shabbat at a different time, you are defiling the Sabbath. Especially if you're calling it the Sabbath. You're defiling it. If you're keeping the Sabbath according to the ways of man, then you're defiling it. If you're keeping the laws of the Creator according to the ways of man, then it's defiled. It's corrupt. It is what you would call convoluted. But the problem is here in Jeremiah, the fifth chapter. The problem is, our people are going to keep on doing this until the Almighty himself lays down an affliction that no one will be able to deny. And that's coming very soon. But the Most High said, whether they hear or whether they forbear, we must show them their sin and transgression. And the transgression and the sin that our people are committing is defiling the Sabbath and claiming they know Yahweh and claiming they know the truth of the Creator. When Almighty's never spoken to any of these people that do not sanctify him. Now we must sanctify the Creator, and we sanctify the Creator by following his laws. But many of our people are going to reject this because they like keeping the Sabbath at nighttime. They like saying good morning in the middle of the night. They like saying Happy New Year in the middle of the night, in the middle of the winter. They like saying Happy New Moon in the middle of the night. And when the moon ain't come out until the day, it comes out in the day. But you're talking about new moon at night or when it's a dark moon and you can't even see it. Our people just love to do the things that the heathens taught us, specifically the so-called Jewish man. But our people love this, and they're going to continue doing it until they have the Almighty open their eyes, which we hope will happen. But go to Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, the 31st verse, and look what that states.
It reads, the prophets...
No, start at verse 30.
Verse 30. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof?
That's right. The people love this. They love this. They love to have it as the prophets bearing or prophesying falsely. That's what they told the prophets. They said, get ye out of the way. Speak no more to us the words of Yah, but speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. And the priests bear by their rule and their means. That's what they want. They want the priests to bear by how they feel, because they could pay them off. Hey, do it like this and do it like that, because we can control you. That's why our people love that. We feel in control like that. Don't tell me that I'm keeping the Sabbath day wrong. Don't tell me that I'm keeping the Sabbath wrong. No. And don't bring that up amongst the people. That just separates people, talking about when the Sabbath day starting in. Well, like I said, nowhere in the book did the Almighty show us that a day begins in the morning. But I got to show one more scripture that shows how we're defiling the Sabbath when we're not following Yah's rules, but following man's rules. You're going to see what Yahweh said you're doing. In Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 5th verse, it reads here. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5.
Thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahweh.
So didn't the Most High say they draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me? For their precept is taught by the priest, for their fear towards me is taught by the precept of man? The Almighty said, if you trust in man, your heart has departed from him. So how are you going to know how to be holy if your heart is far from Yah? We're not going to want to do the words of the Creator if our heart is far from Yah. We might want to talk good about him and seem like we know about him, but we're not going to want to do what he said. We're just going to want to act like it. And we're not trusting in the Most High when we're listening to what the heathen said. This so-called Jewish man has not only taught foolishness about when a day begins, but they've also taught foolishness about when a year begins and foolishness about when a month begins. Your whole calendar from day to month to year is off. It's wrong. And the people don't want to believe this. They want to believe that Esau just had a little something right. He had to have something right. Didn't he have something right? He has nothing right. Nothing about Esau is right. He doesn't even call himself Esau. He calls himself a Jew or Yehudadim. And he's nowhere near a Jew nor a Yehudadim. He says he's from Israel and he's from Esau. He says he's the chosen people of the Creator, and he's the forsaken people of the Creator. He says that he has been afflicted and gone through all kinds of afflictions, and he is the one that has afflicted you and I. He says that he's downtrodden and poor and from the ghetto, but he's the richest man on the planet. Nothing that Esau says is the truth. Nothing at all. And they have taught us that our days begin in the evening or night, that our months begin when there's a dark moon, or have all these other different calendars that they have, and that our years begin in the near the end of the year. Everything they've taught is backwards. Everything. So when you follow Esau's doctrine, you're following man. And if you're following man about how Yahweh wants you to live, then you're following the precepts of man. And you're not fearing Yahweh. You're not respecting and honoring the Creator. And as I said, there's not a scripture where Yahweh has given that says a day begins at night. But I'm going to show you when a day begins. We're going to see in some scriptures that's going to just show us that this is when a day begins. And if you disagree with this, you just disagree with the words of the Creator. And that's fine, because a lot of people do disagree with the words of the Creator. And that's not stopping any of Yahweh's servants from speaking the words of the Creator. So let's go to the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter. And I'm going to show you maybe about four scriptures that's going to show when a day begins. So we can know that a day begins, every day begins at the same time. There's not one day that begins at night. It's impossible, for the simple fact that the word day means light. Darkness, which is what night is, cannot begin at light. And nor can light begin at darkness. Day begins in the morning. Go to the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter, and start reading in the 24th verse.
It reads, "And Yahakov was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day."
When?
Until the breaking of the day.
So he wrestled this angel, and he was with him until the breaking of the day. That's when the day broke. That's, in Hebrew, it reads until dawn. Go ahead.
"And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me."
So he's told him, hey man, the day's breaking, it's dawn. The light is coming through, the light breaks, the light is breaking through. The sun is rising, day breaketh, let me go. And he said to him, what is thy name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael, for as a prince have you power with Elohim and with man, and have prevailed. Keep reading.
"And Yaakov asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name. And he said, wherefore is that you doth ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Yaakov called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved.
And as he passed over Penuel, now look, the sun rose up upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. The sun rose up on him, because what did they keep on saying from the time that we began reading this story? The day was breaking. And as Jacob was walking away, the sun rose upon him. Now, the day breaks, the sun rises. Now, how can you call that the night? You can't. You can't say that this is the beginning of a night. This is the beginning of a day. This is the beginning of the day by the word of the Most High. This is the beginning of the day because we've all seen this happen. This is the beginning of a day. But for some odd reason, a white man comes along and tells you Negroes that the day begins at night, and we over here believing them. Even though we all wake up when the sun rises and, hey, good morning, it's a new day, but we're going to let some white folk tell us that the day start at night. That doesn't make any sense. But let's prove some more scriptures. Let's prove our point even stronger. Go to Judges 16. Start reading at the first verse in Judges, the 16th chapter.
It reads, "There went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson has come hither. And they compassed him in and lay wait for him all night."
All night. All night. All night. Now, we didn't go to Genesis 1, verses 1 through 5, but I'll read it for you very quickly here. It says, "In the beginning, Elohim made the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim separated the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day." Now you understand that the day is called light, or the light was called day, and that darkness was called night. So light was not called night, and darkness was not called day, but light was called day, and darkness was called night. And we see here in Judges, the 16th chapter, in the second verse, it says, "And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither, and they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night." So that means they laid wait for him when it was dark. The whole night, the entire night, all night. None of this was called a day. Saying, what did they say there, my brother? Saying?
In the gate of the city, and were quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it is day,
what?
Shall kill him.
In the morning, when it is day. Now, why? What's the problem here? Where's the disconnection? When did we lose sense of simple time? I'll tell you when we lost it. We lost it when we decided to fear man and not Yah. That's when we lost simple sense of time, because these people obviously understood the times. It says, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. We have seen that the day begins in the morning. We've seen this two times now. A day begins in the morning, not in the evening, but when it is morning. Let's go and show another scripture. Go to the book of 1 Samuel. Start at 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter. We're going to see some more in or undisputable evidence that a day begins in the morning. And if one day begins in the morning, every day begins in the morning, because day means light. And light starts in the morning. So the Sabbath day must begin in the morning. So why do our people still believe that it begins in the evening or the night? Because, as it says in Isaiah, the 29th chapter, "They draw near to me with their mouths, and they do honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, for their fear towards me is taught by the precept of man." And this is why our people are doing this, because they fear man and not Yahweh. But if we fear Yahweh, we'll know that a day begins in the morning. If we fear Yahweh, we'll know that the Sabbath begins in the morning, and we won't defile the Sabbath in this manner. But in 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse, it reads,
Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if you save not your life tonight, tomorrow you shall be slain.
If you don't save your life tonight, tomorrow, which means the next day, in the morning, the next morning, you shall be slain. It says, Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if you save not your life tonight, if you don't save your life at this time of darkness, tomorrow, the next morning, when it is light, you shall be slain. Again, a day begins in the morning. That's when it begins. But I have one more scripture to show you. 2 Samuel, the second chapter, the 36th verse. 32nd verse, excuse me.
It reads, And they took up Asael and buried him in the sepulchre of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at break of day.
You see, it's consistent. It's consistent. Yahweh's truth is always consistent. They went all night, the whole night, the entire night, every bit and part of the night. And then they came to Hebron at the break of day. Hallelujah. We see clearly the scriptures has told us that a day begins in the morning. That's when a day begins, in the morning. Now, go to Genesis 1, verse 14. Genesis 1 and 14, let's read this here. It states there,
and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
So we see that the Almighty said, let there be lights, luminary or luminous bodies. Let there be bodies of light in the firmament, which is the expanse, which is the heavens. He said, let me put some lights in the heavens, and they will be to divide day from night. So you can get an understanding of the different seasons. There's a day season and there's a night season. And let them be for signs. The moon is for signs. My people, the stars and the moon and the sun, they're for signs, for seasons, days, and years. Now, how are we going to follow man that says, look, this thing that the Creator did, this is not accurate enough. We have to do it like this. And even though the Almighty is the Elohim of completion, of perfection, of wholeness, he doesn't deal with 365 and a quarter days. He doesn't deal with 29 and a third or 29 and a quarter days. He doesn't deal with all this 15.16, 17, 18 stuff. The Almighty deals in completeness, in wholeness, in perfection. That's why you have a Sabbath day. It's denoting. It's letting you know that this is complete. Everything is done in sevens, 7 days, 7 months, just 7 feast days, 7 sevens all over the place. You see this throughout the whole book. And what is this letting us know? This is letting us know that the Almighty deals in completeness, in wholeness, in perfection. So why are we having
29 and a third days in a month, 365 and a quarter days in a year, 10 months, and the Most High never spoke of 13 months. Why are we having these things? Because this is the precept of man. But the doctrine, the statutes of Yahweh, is dealing in perfection. So the Almighty said that the day is separate from the night. He made the lights to divide the day from the night, and he let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. The stars and the moon, that's what you see at night. But the great light that you call the sun is in the daytime. It rises and it lets you know this is daytime. We know this for every day, not just the Sabbath, but every day. If you go to Psalms 104, start reading at Psalms 104, verse 19.
Psalms 104, verse 19 reads, he appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down.
See, this is what the Almighty did. Esau didn't appoint the moon for seasons. The Gregorian people didn't appoint the moon for seasons. You know, this is what Yah did. He appointed the moon for seasons. And the sun knows is going down. Go ahead.
Thou makest darkness, and it is night.
So it's night when Yahweh made darkness. He made darkness, and it is night. It's not day, but it's night. So when the darkness comes upon us at the end of every day, when the darkness is coming upon us, it is going into the night, not the day. So if you say Shabbat Shalom at 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11, 12, 1, at any time before the light has risen, you're calling out a false thing. It's wrong. And to say that you're keeping the Sabbath in the manner of Esau, now you're defiling it. So he said he make his darkness and it is night. Keep reading. Let's see what else it states.
Wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth.
So the beasts come out at night. The beasts come out at night. The beasts come out at night. That's who comes out at night. Now, it would be quite ironic that the people that are teaching this night begins a day doctrine are beasts themselves. Of course, they're beasts. So they teach the way they want to teach. And the beasts have taught that a day begins at night, even though even the beasts know that it's nighttime. Keep reading.
The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim. The sun ariseth.
The sun is arising now. This means, just like in Genesis with Jacob, the sun rose upon him. That was the break of day. And the sun arises. And what happens?
They gather themselves together.
That's what the beasts are doing. They're gathering themselves together. Okay.
And lay them down in their dens.
And they go and lay down in their dens because they're nocturnal creatures. Go ahead.
Man goeth forth unto his work.
But this is what man does in the beginning of the day. Man goes forth to his work. Go ahead.
And to his labor until the evening.
Until the evening. This is the order of man. Man gets up in the morning and goes to work and works until the evening. And when evening has come upon us, we stop our works and we go home into our houses, into our tabernacles, into our gates so we can lay ourselves down. Man goes to work when the sun arises until the evening. And you are to keep the Sabbath day in the seventh day. 6 days you to get up when the sun comes up and you go to your work. And then you stop in the evening. But the seventh day, you get up in the morning and praise Yah. Look at Psalms 113. And the Sabbath day, you get up and praise Yah. Psalms 113, verse 1.
Praise you.
Yeah, keep reading. Verse 1, sorry.
Praise you, Yahweh. Praise, O you servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same.
Now, Yahweh, if you learn anything, you learn that when the sun rise, the day has broke. It is the beginning of the day. And it states, praises be to your name from this time forth and forevermore. From this time, what time? From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Go ahead.
Yahweh's name is to be praised.
So when the evening comes upon us, we're beginning to stop our holy convocation. In the evening, it's time to go. It's time to set up, shut down shop. Because the nighttime is coming. The beasts come out at night. The beasts come out at night. So we're not going to be around because the lions is roaring, wanting their meat from Elohim. And if you were around at the wrong season, you might be the meat. But the Most High said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same shall his name be praised. And he also said that from the rising of the sun, when the sun rises, man goes to his work until the evening. And you do this every day, morning to evening, you're working. Morning to evening, you're working. 6 days. But look, this is why the Sabbath is unique. Go to Ezekiel, the 46th chapter. Ezekiel chapter 46, and start reading at the third verse. No, start reading at the first verse.
It reads, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh towards the east shall be shut 6 working days.
Now shut 6 working days. The gate that looketh toward the east and the inner court is shut 6 working days. That means from morning to the evening, it's shut. Keep reading.
But on the Shabbat, it shall be open.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be open. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be open.
Now, it's going to be open on the Sabbath because all the other 6 working days is shut. But on the Sabbath, and in the new moons. Okay, go ahead.
And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without. It shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings. And he shall worship at the threshold of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening.
Ooh, that's when we close in the gate, at the evening. Because what happens in the evening? The day is over. The day is ending. As it said in Psalms 104, we work from the sun up to the evening. So we keep in the Sabbath from the sun up to the evening. From this time shall Yah's name be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of that same sun, which is called the evening. And when are you keeping the Sabbath? From the morning until the evening. And when do you keep the new moons? From the morning until the evening. Not the evening until the night. Or the evening until the next evening. But from the morning until the evening. So the day of the new moon, it gotta be from the morning to the evening. And not the evening. But we see that we're doing this from the morning to the evening. And then verse 3 says, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Sabbaths and in the new moons. This is when we do this, from the morning until the evening. the Sabbath day does not begin in the evening. Because how are the people going to worship? How can anybody, 323-443-7418, any Kohen, rabbi, prince, chief, anybody, call us right now and let us know if the day begins in the evening, if this is when the day truly begins, and this is when the Shabbat truly begins in the evening, why is the Almighty himself telling Ezekiel the prophet that you are to shut the gates of the tabernacle, of the holy tabernacle of worship, that the prince is to do this from the morning until the evening if the Sabbath day begins in the evening? How are we going to worship if we're starting in the evening when Yahweh say the door ain't open? You're going to get to the tabernacle and it's going to have a closed sign on it because it is not the time. Now, we want to know Yah. We have to keep his laws as he instructed us. We have to do the laws as he told us to do them, not how man told us to do them, because we like what man tells us to do. We like man telling us to do it this way and that way. We like that because what man tells us to do, we can control. But what Yahweh tells us to do, we cannot control. We only can do what Yahweh tells us to do, and then he's in full control, which is beautiful to me and which is beautiful to a lot of people, but not to the majority of his children. But if you want to serve Yah and get blessed by the Creator, then fear Yah, because that's how you know you fearing Yahweh, if you're doing what he said. But you know you're fearing man if you're doing what man said. Now look in the book, if you will, of Isaiah the 58th chapter. Take a last journey through the holy book to Isaiah chapter 58. Start reading at verse 13.
It reads, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy own that pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways.
Now let's hold up right there. The Most High said, if you do keep your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. Didn't we see where Yahweh said that the prophets prophesy falsely and the priests rule by their means, and my people love to have it so? That means it's pleasurable for Yah's people to follow after man. They like doing that. So if you keep your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure, from following man and making sure you call this a holy day, delightful, the holy of Yahweh, and you shall honor him by not doing your own ways. That's how you honor the Creator. Don't do your own ways. Do his ways. That means don't keep the Sabbath in the evening. Don't talk about you can't keep the laws, how the Most High say keep the laws. Talk about Esau's teachings all day. What's the portion that Esau told you to read? What's the Mishnah that Esau told you to read? What Talmud scripture and book did Esau tell you to read? Following all the things that Esau told you on the Sabbath day, so you're defiling it because you're doing your own way, because you're doing man's ways, and we love doing man's ways, not finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. What happens then if you do this?
Then shall you delight yourself in Yah, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Yaakov, your father, for the mouth of Yah have spoken it.
Hallelujah. The mouth of Yahweh has spoken this. If we forsake Esau, forsake the white man, forsake the black man, the Jewish man, the Chinese man, whatever man, just forsake man, cease from man, and follow Yah on the Sabbath, then we will be blessed with the heritage of our father, Yaakov, and ride on the high places. Don't you want to do that? Doesn't that sound much better than being a slave? Doesn't that sound much better than being some type of slave to Esau and all the other Gentiles? It sounds better to me. It sounds better to Yah. Does it sound better to his people? It is the truth and the whole truth that the Sabbath begins in the morning. And if we are not keeping the Sabbath in the manner in which Yahweh told us to, we're not keeping it holy. And if we're not keeping the Sabbath holy, then we're defiling it. And if we're defiling the Sabbath and not doing the Sabbath in the manner in which Yahweh told us, then we don't know him. And if we don't know the Creator, then we don't know ourselves. And if we don't know the Creator, nor ourselves, nor his laws, we don't know anything. We're just a bunch of fools running around, looking drunk, staggering, because we have a deep sleep upon us. And the Almighty has let us know that his truth is consistent. It is standing strong, and it will never waver. He will not add to or take away from his word. He will not diminish, and we shouldn't either. That Yah's word stands forever, and whatsoever Yahweh hath done, he has done forever. And he has done it so that men may fear before him. And we know that Yah made a day beginning in the morning and ending in the evening, and that means that is how it will be forever. And Yah's word and his scriptures cannot be broken, nor can you put any wisdom or understanding or counsel against the word of Yah. Now, if you would like to try, we welcome your attempt here on the Black Plight Radio Show. Call 323-443-7418. If we're wrong, if I'm just speaking a bunch of erroneous doctrine, let us know. We will be happy to hear how we're wrong, and we will be happy to hear the truth. If we don't have it, we want it. Please present it. But if you believe and know and can confirm everything that was spoken from the mouth of the Creator this night, then call also 323-443-7418. Or if you're already on the phone lines and you would like to make a comment in either fashion, press 1. Or if you have any questions at all, press 1. Don't hesitate to glorify Yahweh however you see fit by pressing 1. This is a show dedicated to the glory of the Creator. So get you some glory of the Most High, and let's hear your praises if you have them, or let's hear your disagreements if you have them, because if you're right, then we're going to glorify the Most High. So let's get that happening if you would like to. If not, that's fine, because the Most High has plenty of glory left. And if you want me to eat up all the praises this night, I'll take the blessing. But I'm offering you the opportunity to bless the Most High if you like to. Also, we have a lot of scriptures left if you need some more food about day and night. What you can do is go to worldgatheringisrael.org and go to a tab at the top menu called Teachings of Yahweh. Or matter of fact, go to the tab titled Moray Elisha Israel. And when you go to that page,
his literature will come up, and you'll be able to see a literature called When Does the Sabbath Day Begin and When Does the Sabbath Day End? Beautiful scripture, beautiful pamphlet, beautiful literature going over the scriptures in much greater detail than we went over tonight. So go there if you want some more information. We have a caller right now, a 609 area code. We're taking your call right now. Shalom, you're on the air. Shalom? Hello? I don't know if they pressed one by accident. If anybody else would like to make a comment or has a question, 323-443-7418. That's 323-443-7418. Let's see, I think they pressed one again. Maybe they want to speak. 609 area code. Shalom, you on the air?
Shalom, Ore Isha. My fault for keeping my phone on mute. This is McCall. And first of all praise, honor, and glory to the Most High Yah. And thank you for teaching on day and night, and thank you for being clear about the difference between day and night, because Yah separated day from night. So there's no question about that. However, my question is, why is night included for unclean laws, and why is night included when we have feast days? Like when we do the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we don't just say, take the leaven out of your house for the day and not the night. So if you would please explain that to me, I'll listen to your answer online.
Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Yes, the question is, why are we including the night for unclean laws and the night for our feast days? This is the reason. Because a night, is attached to the day. You don't have any dates attached to a night. All nights to days. If you're going to get to another day, you have to go through the night. When the morning sun rises, it's a day. When the sun sets, the night comes in. The day hasn't began again. We must go through the night to become to another day. It must happen like that. There is no other way for us to get to another day instead of going through a night. So if you become unclean during the day, you're not clean miraculously every night. You can't be clean at night, especially if you have some type of issue. Your issue just doesn't stop because the sun went down. You're still unclean in that night. It takes a full, complete cycle, a full, complete day cycle from morning to the next morning for a complete day cycle to happen. And that involves having a night. So we have the Feast of Unleavened Bread, 7 days. That's not just 7 light periods. We have to go through the night. If you look in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, let's peek at this real quickly here. Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. It reads in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40.
Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yah went out from the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It is a night to be much observed unto Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yah to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations.
Hallelujah. Now we see that it's stated that the self same day the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt. It is that night to be much observed, for in that night the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt. Now why is that? That is because we started leaving at a certain time. Look in Numbers 33. Start reading at verse 3. Because we started leaving at a certain time. But when we came out, it was nighttime. When we came out of Egypt. Not when we just started walking out of Egypt, but when we actually came out of Egypt, it was night. Now look here in Numbers 33, verse 3.
And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians.
Now we see that we went out starting in the morning, on the morrow. We learned earlier in the broadcast that the tomorrow means the next morning, and we see we left on the morrow after the Passover, which would be in the morning of the 15th day. We started leaving in the 15th day in the sight of all the Egyptians with a high hand, for the Egyptians, verse 4, buried all their firstborn, which Yahweh has smitten upon them and upon their deities. Also Yahweh executed judgment. You see, now why do we know that they was burying their dead? They don't bury their dead at night. Who buries their dead at night? People don't bury their dead at night. You can't see the hole you're digging them in or the tomb you're putting them in. You need some light. We was walking out while they with a high hand and they was burying their dead. We came out the 15th day. We started leaving. And at night, we came out of Egypt. But it was the self same day, because it wasn't the 16th. When the night came upon us, it wasn't the 16th. It was still the 15th, because all dates are attached to light. So the light is when the day begins. The night is when the light ends, but the new day cannot begin until a new light. I hope that answers the question. I hope people are clear on that. If not, we could go some more into it another time. But just understand that a day begins all dates. A night does not begin any dates. We cannot have a night begin any dates, but a day begins all dates. And to get to one day, you must go through a night. Not to get to another day, you can't get to another day just by going into a night. That's not a new day. That's a new night. That's not a new day. And so we must keep a feast of unleavened bread 7 days. And that means after the 7th day is over. So when the 7th day is over, the feast of unleavened bread is over. But when if you're in the 3rd night of the 7th day period, you still have to have unleavened bread. All right? Keep going on. We have another caller. Well, I want to get to my sister. She might have a question real quick. Let me see. Shalom, you're back on the air.
Shalom, Moray. I didn't have another question. I just wanted to say thank you for answering that and clearing it up for me.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise Yah.
All right, Shalom. All right, we're going to our next caller, 828 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Hey, shalom, Moray Isha. How you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Praise Yahweh. I just wanted to get his testimony to prove that the evening is the last part of a day. It's not the beginning of a day, according to the book of Exodus, the 27th chapter, and the 20th verse through the 21st verse. I'll just read this quickly. It says, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony. So it looks like that it was a lamp that the Most High wanted to be burned from the even all the way to the morning.
That's right.
But it continues, it says, Aaron and his sons shall order it from the evening to morning. Now, why would Yahweh want a lamp to be burned from the evening time all the way to the morning? Because we know in the evening time, it begins to get dark. You can't see. So we know it's growing towards night. The day is starting to twist towards night.
That's right.
So, and he said he wanted to order it from evening to morning. Now, why does he want it to stop that morning? Because you already have light. Because the day is beginning in the morning.
That's right.
we know that exactly that evening is the last part of a day, and the morning is the beginning of a day. Shalom,
that's
shalom.
Right. Hallelujah. Good testimony. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for your call. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We have about 3 minutes left. If anybody else would like to make a quick comment, we got about 3 minutes left, and we have a caller at 251 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, Maria Shaw. This is Fadaya. How are you?
Good. Shalom, sister. How you doing?
Good. I was just going to add to what you all were saying about day and night.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, too, that could be pointed out is in the book of Numbers,
mm-hmm.
chapter 11, verse
mm-hmm.
32.
Yes, ma'am.
Is when the people were gathering the quail, where, you know, they started like that day, and then they went all through that night, and then the next day.
That's
and,
right.
And one thing I would just encourage the sister is to always look at what is being said and put in that context, because it's just like when it comes to the Sabbath day, you know, it starts from morning to evening. So, therefore,
mm-hmm.
you know, it consists of night. But when it comes to, like, unleavened bread and Day of Atonement, you know, it's, well, I would say unleavened bread first, because it consists of multiple days. So
mm-hmm.
therefore, you have to go through the night to get through to the next day.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Praise the mighty Yah. You're exactly right. Hallelujah. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom. And if anybody else, well, our time is running quite short right now, so I'll just say until next week, give us a call. And if you have any questions before then, you could call me at 513-237-5911. That's 513-237-5911. Call me when you need to at a reasonable time during the day, and we'll deal with your questions. Or if you can wait till next week, call us here, 323-443-7418, 8 p.m. here, 6 day night on the Black Plight Radio Show. And listen tomorrow morning also in the Sabbath day when the morning starts, when the Sabbath starts. Listen right here, Black Blog Talk Radio at 323-443-7418. Listen to our program, The Truth of Traditions, classic broadcast by Moray Elisha Yisrael. And listen to the Shabbat services. Go to worldgatheringisrael.org. You can hear Atlanta, and you should be able to hear Cincinnati also. And go to this same radio show broadcast station on Sunday at 3:30 p.m., where Moray Elkanah from the House of Israel of Atlanta will be live, broadcasting the true word. And we enjoyed everybody's calls, and praise the mighty Yah for giving us the opportunity to magnify his name. Until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati. If you're in the area of Cincinnati, visit us at 1907 Vine Street. That's 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. Until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Shalom.